This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. For the past few years, the Zablocki VA teams up with the Military and Veterans Resource Center at UWM to hold a mental health summit. The sixth annual summit will take place this Saturday, and it focuses on African-American veterans.
The summit will have presentations featuring a variety of topics, including racial trauma and inequality, African-centered approaches to healing, and the disparities found in African-American health care.
William Johnson is the Minority Veterans Program Coordinator at the Zablocki VA, and Jane Holland is the interim director at the Military and Veterans Resource Center at UWM. They joined us in the studio to tell us more, and Holland begins by explaining how the two organizations began cooperating.
UWM's Military and Veterans Resource Center, or the MAVRIC, as we call it, we've been partnering with the VA Medical Center on a number of projects over the past few years. And the VA's mobile vet van visits the campus regularly. They're there 3 days a month in the fall and spring semesters. And many UWM graduates go on to work at the VA Medical Center when they graduate. So it just kind of came together naturally when about 3 years ago when the VA was looking for a partner to help them host the VA Mental Health Summits. And we've been doing it now. This is the third year.
One of the things I found most interesting is UWM, I think, has the highest number of veterans as students in the entire UW system. Is that correct?
That's correct. Actually, we have more military and veteran students than any other four-year university in the six states surrounding Wisconsin, in addition to having more than in the UW system.
And so, William, for you, getting to work with a partner like UWM must be a good thing to reach out into the community.
Absolutely. For the Milwaukee VA, we are always looking to reach out with partners who will provide access to veterans. And there is a huge cohort of veterans at UWM. And what we are constantly trying to do is engage the veterans where they are. And the possibility of reaching that cohort at the university has been great for us.
And so this year, you're focusing on African-American veterans. What are the specific challenges that African-American vets face that the other parts of the veteran population don't?
I would say more than anything, it is communication. It is not that this cohort faces different pathologies than any other group, but we would say the knowledge of what the VA has available is maybe not as available to this group of veterans. There are lots of misperceptions perhaps about the VA and the African American community. I mean, there are things you can list going back to the history of VA, which maybe has put some people off from participating with VA. But the Milwaukee VA is committed to excellence and committed to providing the best possible care that we can. We have a very long history. We're one of the first three VAs in the whole United States. And as a workforce, we are committed to serve veterans. And that is throughout the place.
I have to say, when I go there, because I'm a veteran too, and I get care there, I see a wonderfully mixed group of veterans walking the halls. It's not all white faces. It's not all male faces. It's a mix of everybody. And so something seems to be working.
Absolutely. We feel that out in the culture, there is a kind of conversation that is sometimes tribal, but in the VA, we have one creed, and it's about those heroes who have sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. We serve the people whose creed was freedom, you know, the ones who defend our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that is the biggest cohort that we want to serve. So out in the public, we divide by races and all of that, but inside, we want it to be just one tribe. And so by reaching out to the specific group, we're trying to get them into the VA, to get them to know all the services that perhaps they have missed or don't know are available. And that is the function of this summit for the VA participation. Each year, we've tried to reach out to a specific group and hoping that they would know the availability of services at the Milwaukee VA.
And so, Jane, for MAVRIC, what are some of the things that you hope that your student veterans get from this summit?
You know, it's interesting. The average age of our student veteran is 30 years old at UWM. So it's not the younger traditional age students. So these are veterans that have either served for 4 to 6 years or longer. And so many of them have not applied for their benefits that they are eligible for and that they earned when they're in the military. So we hope to get this information to them. That this is something that we're making it easy for them. Actually, we're bringing people there on campus that can get them registered and get them able to use in their benefits.
So that's interesting. People don't know that they can apply for the VA. Are they're mustering out and not realizing that they have benefits due them?
We find that in every cohort from every wartime period, we find veterans not realizing all that the VA has to offer. We find veterans every outreach sometimes that don't realize even for VA home loan or home loan guarantee or that they are eligible for medical care or VA burial, the processes that are services that are foundational service for our Milwaukee VA and for the national VA system, people just don't know what is available. And that's why we have to keep going out and specifically in as a minority veterans program coordinator, our job is to do targeted outreach to these specific cohorts to bring them in to the creed of the VA.
Do you find that the VA still suffers from negative press? Do people out in the community who don't already use the VA think, it's too much. I can't deal with it. It's not very good. Whatever the negative thing is, are you still fighting that?
It is an absolute concern. I would say up until a few years ago, we were kind of off limits for these kinds of attacks. But here recently, we would have to admit that we've become kind of low-hanging fruit. And as a way of blunting against that process, we are trying to get the data out, specifically the data points related to the quality of service that we provide, the number of unique visits. For instance, in the national VA system, in a day, there are over 250,000 unique office visits. The system is that big. So we hear of isolated incidents of persons missing a visit or having to delay. But when you consider the scale of the system, it is minuscule. Now, if I'm that veteran who missed an appointment, of course I'm concerned. But you have to consider the whole of the system. We are the largest delivery system in the United States as far as medical care.
So if someone is hearing about this for the first time when this broadcast happens, what can they expect if they show up? So I'll start. Either one of you can jump in on that. What's happening during the day?
Well, we wanted to look at specifically African-American culture. We wanted to talk about things that were concerns to the population of African-Americans that are in Milwaukee, but also to the greater history of our culture. That's one of the reasons why we have a theme that says pulling from the past to change the future. We want to acknowledge the whole process of coming to America and the experience even out of slavery. We want to be a part because that's still a part of our existence. But we want to take an assessment and look at the data points of where we are as veterans now and what is available for going to the future. What are the things that the VA has to offer that will improve the lives of our veterans? You know, the average veteran comes back from war and goes about their business. They are not broken, but we have this concept that all the veterans who come back are needing the VA. It is not so. But those who come to us, we want to make sure that they know what is available so that they can move forward and have good, productive citizenry.
And so how is that going to happen on this day?
Well, so there'll be lots of different types of breakout sessions. We'll also have a couple of really great, interesting speakers. The first speaker is Delphine Metcalf-Foster, and she is the first woman and the first African-American to serve as national commander for the Disabled American Veterans Organization. So she'll be our morning keynote speaker. And then in the afternoon, we have Reggie Jackson. And Reggie Jackson is the head griot or docent of America's Black Holocaust Museum located right here in Milwaukee. And then some of the other breakout sessions will, of course, have plenty of folks there and a breakout session just focused on eligibility for VA health care and other benefits that vets may not know that they do qualify for. There'll also be a breakout session talking about racial trauma and inequality. Another one on chronic pain management. African-centered approaches to healing, disparities in African-American healthcare, gun violence as a public health issue, and then dementia and Alzheimer's care. all topics that we surveyed the African-American community, both with churches, organizations, and focus groups, to find out what were the issues that they really wanted to know about and how can the VA help in these areas. And so these are the ones that everyone came back and said, yeah, we'd like to know more about these issues.
And so if a veteran is coming, should they bring their DD-214 if they aren't already part of the VA system?
They should absolutely. If they are concerned whether or not they are eligible, we will have persons there who will look at eligibility for VA services, whether it be health care or general benefits or compensation and pension. All of that will be available. We want to make sure we can provide, again, the maximum number of services that are available at the VA in this one opportunity, kind of one-stop shopping.
Once this is over, though, what's the next step? If somebody misses this, is like, I'm out of town, I can't go, what should they do? Should they come to the VA?
They should always come to the VA. You know, if you have questions, come to the VA, because we have people who will guide you through the process, determine your eligibility. And if you are a veteran, and if there are things that you are perhaps not eligible for at the VA, there are other community partners that we know that can provide a service. You know, we have a process now where we do not allow veterans, if they come to us, to sleep like outside. If a veteran comes to us even in late in the afternoon, we will have that veteran sleeping under a shelter and with hot meals that night. That hasn't always been the case, but we are committed to those sorts of things. And that's, you know, that's one of the outreaches that we want veterans to know that is available.
And then also in the afternoon on Saturday, there will be a lot of these VA resources and community resources that will be there at the summit at UWM so that they can speak with people if they have some questions, whether it might be mental health services or other types of therapies that are available.
Right. For instance, say right now it's a big thing with addictions. The VA as a foundational treatment, foundational service is our drug rehabilitation. We have spent in the last year over $1 million upgrading the security of our domiciliary, where we have 150 beds for treatment. This is a service that I want to say we processed and graduated more than 200 veterans in the last year with substance abuse treatment and services.
And the other thing, Jane, is that if veterans are interested in academic programs, that would be something else, I assume,
right,
that they
right.
can find out on Saturday.
Sure. If they have questions about whether they have education benefits left or if they are eligible for additional, because a lot of people don't know that now we have the Wisconsin GI Bill, that maybe they used up their post 9/11 or maybe they were on the Montgomery or something else. But now the Wisconsin GI Bill is, they might be eligible for that. So we'll have folks there that can help them find out about that.
And there are so many services at the VA that are not necessarily education. I mean, we provide, you know, we have yoga, we have Zentangle, we have a plethora of services that would just get people engaged, because engagement breeds good mental health. And that is a foundational process of VA.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and telling us about it. Jane and William, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
William Johnson is the Minority Veterans Program Coordinator at the Zablocki VA, and Jane Holland is the Interim Director at the Military and Veterans Resource Center at UWM.
The 6th Annual VA Mental Health Summit will take place this Saturday at UWM Student Union. You can find more information at wuwm.com.